Come and join me and my Movember Mo for what I think is a change management masterclass. Any of you who know anything about Movember will realize when I share these six strategies just how brilliant Movember is at making change happen. So settle in, grab a pen and paper, follow these six steps, and you'll be absolutely fine next time you're out there in the jungles of change. Hi, my name's Simon Phillips. This is The Change Show. It's all about change. If you have a dig through all of the other episodes, you'll find tons of information that will help you make change happen in your life, in your teams, and even in your organizations. But today, as I said, this is a real masterclass. I was working with an amazing group of professionals from a university this week, and I shared this story of Movember and why they are so good at helping others make change happen. And I thought, as I've got to shave my mo off today, why not share with you why I've been doing it and why I think you should do it next year? And that is a neat introduction to the first strategy, which is a sense of urgency. Movember is 1 month a year. It's a scarce resource. In fact, it's even got one less day than a number of other months. Only 30 days to do everything that you might want to do when it comes to the really important task of growing a Mo. And that scarcity works for you in so many ways when it comes to making change happen. Movember is all about big impact, and they make that impact by inspiring people like me to get out there and help to raise awareness of the issues that sit behind Movember. And because I've only got 30 days, I have to think about it almost daily. But that sense of urgency makes an impact on others too, especially when it comes to donating. So I set myself a target, and just when I was about £50 off that target, in came a donation for £50 to help me reach that target in my time frame. And then I did another little surge and got within about £10 or £15 of the next big number. And guess what happened this morning? £15 came in donations. How can you build a sense of urgency into your change? The second strategy is fun. How much more fun can you have than growing some strange slug on your face? And I found that the stranger the shape of it, the better. And Movember help us with this. They give us loads of images. They sent me a bunch of images. I put it on my campaign page and asked the people who were thinking of donating, which one should I grow? And they come up with this one. This is the trucker, by the way. And because I'm having fun with it, the people I interact with are also on that level of levity. And when people are having fun, they're actually more open to learning and more open to the messages that you're sharing. And those of you who know the whole story of Movember will realize it didn't even start in the charitable arena. It was just a bunch of blokes having a bit of fun. But the third reason you should look at Movember as a change management masterclass is because they thoroughly understand the resistance to change that some people have. In fact, most people have. Now, whether they knew that in terms of knowing the theory or whether it was just intuition, it doesn't really matter. The outcome is they've put this whole movement together in a way that thoroughly understands where the resistance to change might happen. And they shift and they maneuver and they work through different ways of doing things to just get more and more people involved. And it's that sense of involvement that really kicks in when you start to understand why Movember is so successful. You see, there are three things that you need to do if you want to engage people. If you have a change that you're trying to achieve, think about these next three strategies, and I know that your next change will be much more successful. And those three things that you need to remember is that change is all about the head, the heart, and the hands. Let's start with the head as our fourth Movember strategy, because that's where most people start when they try to convince people that they need to do something different. With the emphasis on trying to convince them, we nail them down with facts, we give them logic, we drown them in data. And although I'm presenting this in a dramatic way, don't underestimate the power of data. It's really useful. Go on the Movember site, you'll see loads of stats, like the fact that the highest rate of suicide in society is amongst young men. Like the fact that there's a sizable gap, when all things are equal, between the longevity of men and women. Like the fact that the work that they've been doing through Movember has improved the oncology for prostate cancer, to the extent that in 2013 they had six variants that were known, and today there are over 50. So there's no shortage of data for those who like to be engaged with their head. But guess what? Most people have a combination at least of head and heart, and a lot of people you will only move if you can get into their hearts. So how does Movember do that? Well, they pile on the emotion. You go on their website, you look at some of their videos. Some are fun, know your nuts, and others are really, really tugging at your heartstrings. And typically, we're afraid to do that in our change projects. We're afraid to do that when we're sharing a change that's going on in our lives. We might stick to the facts, but actually, what sways people very often is the emotion. So that is strategy number 5. Strategy number 6, though, is where Movember really kicks in and builds the momentum around everything that they do every year. And that is the hands. Or in this case, the face, the lips, the area here. What they're doing is they're engaging people on a level that makes them active. People love doing things. And so every year I get to grow a mo, but they don't stop there. How can they make it active for people who aren't growing a mo? Well, because it's very visual, just about everybody that has sponsored me this year has said, make sure you keep me up to date with the pictures. I want to see what progress looks like. They want to do something. They want to be involved. Equally, there are some people who can't grow mustaches, but they keep them involved too. You've got the Mo Sister movement. You've got the Movember, where people are setting movement goals. And then you've got the Moments campaign, where they encourage people to set up quizzes and all sorts to have a lot of fun and raise money. So everybody can get involved and do something. But let's go back to a little bit of change management theory. There's a guy called Kurt Lewin who thought that the way to make change happen in organizations was to unfreeze things, change them, and then refreeze them. Now, I think this works brilliantly in short spaces of time, little changes. The problem today is there are so many massive changes going on all at the same time, I don't think anything has an opportunity to freeze. But that theory is being worked through with Movember. The unfreezing equivalent is you've got to have a clean shaven face on November the 1st. Then in the change phase, we're growing a mustache. We're raising awareness with other people. But then you have to refreeze. And the equivalent in Movember is I've got to shave this off. I'll be back here next Wednesday with another episode of The Change Show. Make sure you join me then. Meanwhile, have a great week.